Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deese Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and joining us today is one of our new general surgeons, Dr. Tim Mayfield. Before we get started, I do have a few announcements to share, as usual. I'm very pleased to announce Dr. Benjamin Wilkie, an orthopedic oncologist with Iowa Ortho, will be joining our visiting specialist team at Van Deese Medical Center. Dr. Wilkie specializes in primary and revision hip and knee replacement procedures and enjoys utilizing the latest technology and advances in surgery, and he does the direct anterior approach for total hip replacements. As an orthopedic oncologist, Dr. Wilkie also specializes in both hip and knee arthritis, bone and soft tissue tumors, treating patients with metastatic disease and amputee care. He treats both adult and pediatric conditions. Dr. Wilkie earned his bachelor's degree in science and graduated with honors and distinction from the University of Iowa in 3 years. He went on to complete his Doctor of Medicine degree from St. Louis University School of Medicine. He received his orthopedic surgery training at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, where he had the distinction of serving as chief resident. He then continued his training with a fellowship in orthopedic oncology at the University of Florida. Prior to joining the Iowa Ortho team, Dr. Wilkie spent several years on staff at the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida, where he mentored residents and fellows and rose to the rank of associate professor. We're very excited Dr. Wilkie will begin to see patients in our specialty clinic here at the hospital beginning October 7th and will hold clinics the first and third Mondays of each month. He will be doing hip and knee replacement surgeries here at our hospital. We are now taking appointments for Dr. Wilkie. You can call 515-832-7746 to schedule an appointment. And very excited to share, listeners, you've heard me talk about our 9th annual golf outing coming up. It is Friday, September 27th, 12 o'clock noon, and I'm excited to say our tournament is full. However, I do want to share we have several sponsorship levels that are still available. We also have whole sponsorships that are available, and we encourage individuals and businesses to come out, set up on the tee, give out some swag. Our golfers love this. We also have added this year music on the patio following the golf outing. It will be from 5 to 7. Free music provided by Chris Carr. I do want to thank our entertainment sponsor, Black Hills Energy, for serving as our first entertainment sponsor with the golf outing. Information can be found on our website, vandeestmc.org. And if you have questions about sponsorships, you can email me directly at lfoster@vandeestmc.org. And I do want to mention sponsorship confirmations must be received by this Friday, September 20th, to be included in our program promotions. Again, that's the golf outing taking place at Briggs Woods coming up Friday, September 27th, and we look forward to a great day. All proceeds from the tournament will support patient care needs here at the hospital. And then I want to mention the next Seniors and Law Enforcement Together meeting is coming up Thursday, October 3rd. The topic will be current frauds, scams, and how to protect yourself. The meeting will be held at First State Bank. It's located at 505 2nd Street here in Webster City, and it gets underway at 9 o'clock. We will have refreshments served. We'll provide free blood pressure checks. The meeting itself will begin at 9:30. We'll have announcements from local law enforcement and officials from area agencies, including events from throughout Hamilton County. Then the program presenters include Alyssa Swearing and Emily Stockdale of First State Bank. And they're going to be sharing real life examples of scams and fraud and tips on how you can protect yourselves from scammers. The SALT meetings are free and open to the public. They're held bi-monthly at different locations throughout Hamilton County. Mark your calendar to join us. Again, that's Thursday, October 3rd, beginning at 9 o'clock at First State Bank. And with that, we are going to get started into our program today. Last week, we had one of our general surgeons, Dr. Casey Joe, with us, and I'm very pleased to have another one of our general surgeons, Dr. Tim Mayfield, with us this morning. Good morning to you, Dr. Mayfield.
Good morning, Lori.
Thank you for being on the program with us today.
My pleasure.
Let's start by sharing a little bit about yourself. Maybe talk about your background, education, your experience, if you would.
Sure. I'm originally from Southeast Missouri. I went to undergrad at Truman State University in Kirksville, and then did both medical school and residency at the University of Missouri Columbia. I then did a fellowship in laparoscopic surgery in Kansas City, and then married an Iowa girl. So that's what brought me up to Iowa.
Very good. I'll ask, as I have asked other providers and physicians that join us, similarly, Dr. Casey Joe, what led you to pursue a career in medicine and specifically into surgery?
Sure. My folks were in anesthesia. I actually went to college at Truman State University to be on ESPN, and then I found out that I have a face for radio, so I've had to find something different to do. My dad found me a job as a retractor holder for orthopedic surgery in between my first and second year of college. I just loved being in the operating room, and I've tried to do everything I can to get back to the OR ever since then.
That is great. It was your parents that really inspired you.
They did, yeah.
Are they both still in anesthesiology?
They've retired,
okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yep.
Very good. So often it is those experiences that someone either, you know, has personally with their health, or, you know, either a mentor or someone that has inspired them that really led them into their path.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was very lucky to have my folks and then great mentors at University of Missouri, and then working with Dr. Paul Conti. Dr. Conti and I developed Iowa Specialty Surgeons so that we could help bring surgical specialties to especially general surgery to some rural communities, and that's kind of what led me here to Van Deese Medical Center.
Perfect. And that's just what I was going to say, like to a hospital like ours, a rural critical access hospital. And, you know, having surgery is key for any hospital, but especially in those rural areas. You know, it's as I shared at the start of the program, we have Dr. Wilkie that's coming as a new visiting specialist. But again, having that convenience for quality healthcare to be here so that patients don't have to travel outside of our community and travel distances to receive that quality care is what we want to do too. And so we're thrilled to have you and the other general surgeons joining us here at Van Deese Medical Center.
Absolutely, yeah. We do our best to make sure that folks can get that high quality healthcare near home so that they don't have to travel. Going in for surgery is one of the scariest days of a person's life. And if we can do that a little bit closer to home, a little bit closer to their support system, then that really helps a patient out.
It really does. I mean, just like you say, being close to really what's comfortable to them and those support people, whether that's friends, family, hopefully can just put them at ease a little bit more, because quite often, I mean, just going to the doctor can be traumatic for people.
Certainly.
So again, if it's surgery that's needed or a procedure that really can heighten the anxiety for patients.
Certainly can, yeah. So what we try to do is, you know, be a little bit closer to home, around that patient's support system, see them in clinic, talk with them, and help to alleviate any anxiety that they might have, that a patient might have about, you know, about going to a hospital, going to a clinic, about doing surgery, and just doing the best that we can to help folks out.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the services and procedures that that you perform, sure, and even the types of conditions that you treat within the mm-hmm. scope of your practice.
Sure. Well, Lori, a lot of times I'll see a lot of folks who have, in clinic, they'll have spent a night in the emergency room, kind of a scary night in the emergency room with a lot of abdominal pain. Then after labs and imaging studies, they find out that they've got issues with their gallbladder or with gastrointestinal bleeding. That's what I see a lot in my office, my clinic, and then we end up doing a lot of gallbladder surgeries, a lot of endoscopy, a lot of both therapeutic and diagnostic colonoscopy. We do screening colonoscopies and endoscopies as well. I see a lot of folks who have been in the shower, noticed a new bulge, and mm-hmm. found that they've got a hernia, or been at work working out and found that they've got that painful bulge there. So we do a lot of hernia surgeries as well. Those are some of the main things that we do that I personally will perform. As far as approaches, we do things both open and minimally invasive. The way that I found out about Van Deese Medical Center was I was talking with a friend of mine who a medical supply representative who was installing some state-of-the-art laparoscopic equipment here and told me that there was going to be a general surgery need. So I got in touch with the hospital here, and that's how I first came to know about Van Deese. And about a year later, here we are.
Well, great. And we are sure glad that you're here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Maybe talk about demographics in your practice.
Certainly, yeah. I treat adults, so typically anybody over the age of 15. And then sometimes people ask, what's the cutoff? I've seen patients, sometimes people sneak in a little bit under 15, but usually we start off at 15, and then I've seen patients into their 90s.
Okay, very
good. Both men and women.
Would you say, are there any specialized areas or particular areas of interest within your training or experience that you would want to expand upon or share with our listeners today?
Certainly. I do. I did a laparoscopic fellowship, and I really enjoy minimally invasive surgery. So I will do a lot of laparoscopic approaches for both hernia repairs and for gallbladder surgeries. And then I really enjoy endoscopy, both upper endoscopy or esophagogastroduodenoscopy. Sometimes people call those EGDs. We'll do those for things like abdominal pain, ulcer disease, people who have long-standing reflux issues. I also do a lot of lower endoscopies, colonoscopies for screening purposes. Your doctor told you, hey, you're 45 years old, it's time that we screen you for colon cancer. That's one of the things that I do. But if a person has problems like some kind of scary bleeding from their bottom or an abnormal abdominal pain that we just can't get to the bottom of, weight loss, those are also some good reasons why a person will come to see me for a lower endoscopy or a colonoscopy.
Excellent. And I'm so glad you shared those screening guidelines for colonoscopy. It's good for our listeners to hear that. I'm going to go back. You touched upon minimally invasive surgery that you do. Mm-hmm. So for our listeners who might not know what that is, maybe talk a little bit more about that.
Sure. Minimally invasive surgery means doing surgery, removing organs or altering anatomy through small incisions. Back before minimally invasive surgery, we would oftentimes take out a gallbladder through a 6-inch to 12-inch incision in the right upper part of the abdomen. And then a person would be in the hospital for 5 days to a week afterwards, getting over the pain of surgery, getting their bowels to work again, generally feeling not great for about a month to 6 weeks after surgery. With minimally invasive surgery, we've taken that same 6-inch, 12-inch incision, and now we've made several small incisions, one that's maybe a 1/2 inch, and then 2 to 3 other incisions that are 1/4 inch in size. With a shorter surgery, shorter time under anesthesia, smaller incisions, people are able to go home the same day instead of having to spend a week in the hospital. And usually people are feeling about 80% a week after their surgery instead of still feeling not so great a month later.
Isn't it amazing the advances that have happened in healthcare, probably in the time that you have been practicing?
It is, yeah. And you know, like I said, I think that Van Deese Medical Center has some of the cutting edge instruments, laparoscopic, minimally invasive equipment that really helps to make those medical miracles happen.
Fantastic. So what's important for patients to know about how you practice? Or if I were to ask, what's your practice philosophy, what would you share?
There are a lot of folks that come to me and they say, I'll do whatever you say, or what do you think? And I don't typically like to tell a person what they have to do. My practice philosophy is to try to give a person options and let them pick what those options, what is going to work best for them in their life. If it's more of an emergency or urgent type situation, then I'm going to be a little bit more forceful with my recommendation, or I might say, you know, this is really the route that we need to go. But if it's a situation where a person can, you know, use their own options so that they have a little bit more power over their health and their healthcare, then I'm happy to explore those options with them.
Perfect. Similarly, when you had talked about some of the conditions that you treat within your surgery practice, you mentioned, you know, somebody may notice a bulge, a bump, a lump. What would you say to those people that maybe have discovered that and aren't sure what to do? Maybe they're waiting. Maybe they're putting it off. What would you say?
From Halloween to Christmas is our busy time of year with a lot of people who've met their deductible and they want to get their hernia fixed. But for a person who's got that bulge and they're putting it off, I would say, you know, this is something that for many people, it's something that you can get fixed on your own timeline. But I would hope that coming in and having a conversation would not be such a scary thing, so that we can figure out if that's going to be a reasonable option for that patient or not. There are a few people who definitely need to have their hernia fixed sooner rather than later. If a person is having gastrointestinal symptoms related to that hernia, nausea, vomiting, problems with bowel movements, that's going to need to be a hernia that's fixed a little bit sooner. If they're having severe pain, that's going to be a hernia that needs to be addressed with a little bit more urgency than somebody who has kind of noticed this dull, achy soreness that maybe comes and goes but doesn't really impact them all that much. Over time, those hernias typically do become larger and they do become more bothersome. When they're smaller, they're easier to fix. They're less likely to come back. And so getting to them earlier can be very helpful for me as a surgeon, but also for a patient in their recovery, in that those earlier hernias can be a much easier recovery.
Absolutely. Great information to share. And what's just scary, kind of mind-boggling to think, you mentioned October to December, we do tend to see, because people have met their deductibles, people want to get in before the end of the year. We are at mid-September already. Yeah. So if you're one of those people and maybe you've had something that you've been putting off, now's the time to be making an appointment. It's none too soon, and we'll get you scheduled before the end of the year. It's a lot easier now than around November when people are looking to get on the schedule.
Absolutely right, Lori.
Yes. So currently, you are seeing patients on Tuesday here at Van Deese Medical Center. You're coming the first, third, and fifth Tuesdays, if there is a fifth Tuesday in the month.
Correct.
And your surgery model for your practice is that you do go to several other locations besides here in Webster City. Maybe talk about some of the other hospitals or locations that you visit.
Sure. Dr. Paul Conti and I developed Iowa Specialty Surgeons so that we can help to deliver high quality general surgery to rural communities. What that means is that you know, we're often at different locations every day. I personally am delighted to be here on the first, third, and fifth. If there is a fifth Tuesday of the month, my other locations include Knoxville, Newton, and Albia, as well as West Des Moines. And I also, in West Des Moines, I practice at some of the surgery centers there, as well as Broadlawns.
Perfect. Thank you. And I do want to mention Dr. Casey Joe comes to Van Deese Medical Center every Friday. Dr. Dapa Bakam is starting tomorrow and will be here on Wednesdays going forward.
Absolutely. Dr. Joe and Dr. Bakam have been fantastic additions to the practice.
So glad to hear. It was such a pleasure to meet Dr. Joe, and I very much look forward to meeting Dr. Bakam as well.
Absolutely.
So for a new patient, Dr. Mayfield, what could they expect at an appointment? What does that process look like?
After making that appointment and coming to see me, then they very much likely will see some students of mine. I also teach at Des Moines University, so I often have students helping me out. So oftentimes talking with a few students and then talking with me about what their symptoms are, how long they've been having problems, how it's impacting their life, and then we can identify if there's a treatment plan that's going to be the best option for them. I'll be looking at imaging studies, labs, all those different things to help make that decision.
Very good.
Typically, that's going to be about a 30-minute conversation between talking with me and then going over those ideas. And then if we do need to move forward with surgery, then that's something that we can plan for. And typically, a patient will know what their surgery date is before they leave the office.
Great. And know what to anticipate as far as the timing that is required for their schedule, their procedure, surgery, whatever it is, if they need to have that done.
Correct. I try to let people know what to expect. If it were me, then I would definitely want to know what I would be expecting the day of my surgery. If I was the patient, I'd want to know what to expect and what I can tell my ride to expect, right? But I'd also want to know when I could expect to go back to work, what foods I could eat, how I could take care of myself. So we try to cover all those questions before they leave the office.
Absolutely. And that just helps to alleviate that anxiety. The more we know, the more we understand, the better we feel about it going into it. And it just helps having that, all the information.
Absolutely.
Any other information that you wish to share with listeners today?
Some of my favorite surgeries are gallbladder surgeries, hernia surgeries, lumps and bumps, and endoscopy, like we've talked about. There are other things that I see and treat, but those are some of my favorites.
Actually, that is great to know, because I nearly asked if you had a favorite surgery, and then I thought, oh gosh, you know, I don't even know if he could limit it to favorites, but that's really interesting that you share. That's good to know. Well, when you're not seeing patients, and I don't know how much free time you really have, but what is it you enjoy doing in your free time?
I've been married for almost 15 years. Emily and I have two boys, 7th and 5th grade now. So we are kept busy by two boys who are in lacrosse, cross country, baseball, basketball, whatever seasonal sport is going on, plus academic affairs like debate team, band, orchestra. There's a lot of things going on. The school play this year is Alice in Wonderland, in case you were wondering. And my 5th grader is going to be one of the Tweedles. We're not quite sure which one yet.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. He is very excited about it.
Well, it definitely involved, my gosh, busy years with your boys. And I love hearing that they're involved in all the activities that are available.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Again, Dr. Mayfield, I want to thank you for being on the program today.
Thank you.
As I mentioned, we are now taking appointments for Dr. Mayfield, also for general surgeons Dr. Casey Joe and Dr. Dapka Bakam. You can call the hospital at 515-832-7746 to schedule an appointment today. And although Dr. Mayfield shared he has a face for radio, he has a face for TV. He could have done ESPN, but we're so glad he pursued general surgery. We are thrilled to have he and his team here at Van Deese Medical Center with us.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you. And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where our focus is you.